USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Federal judges will no longer play the role of referee when the intensely partisan once-per-decade fight over congressional map-making gets underway this year. As a result of decisions by the Roberts Court, federal courthouses will be forced to turn away even the most egregious cases of partisan gerrymandering, which could make it easier for state lawmakers to lock in politically manipulated voting maps for the next decade. The Senate agreed to wrap up the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill through a test vote. 18 Republicans joined with Democrats to support moving forward on the legislation, clearing a key procedural hurdle. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says there is something both parties have in common.
But both those visions include physical infrastructure that works for all of our citizens.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
People living in the scenic forest lands of Northern California found themselves facing a weekend of fear as the largest single wildfire in state history threatened to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Robert Foxworthy of CAL FIRE says people need to be ready to evacuate.
With what we've seen the last few years in California, it's obvious that fires can break out anywhere and can destroy structures anywhere within the state of California. So I would say that the public always needs to be ready, and if they're asked to evacuate, please do so.
I don't think anyone's thinking logically anymore. I think they've just let this really just run crazy.
About 800 protesters gathered Friday afternoon on the grounds outside the Michigan State Capitol to rally against government mandates for vaccinations and masks. Tammy Clark, executive director of the conservative group Stand Up Michigan, encouraged the audience to let their voices be heard through nonviolent civil disobedience. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Moderna and Pfizer vaccine tests were conducted as customary with a control group, a group within the trial who were given a placebo and not the test vaccine. However, during the trial and after the untested vaccines were given emergency use authorization, the vaccine companies conducting the trial decided to break protocol and notify the control group they were not vaccinated. Almost all the control group then were given the vaccine. Purposefully dissolving the placebo group violates the scientific purpose to test whether the vaccine has any efficacy, any actual benefit, and/or safety issues. Without a control group, there is nothing to compare the vaccinated group against. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan is telling Americans to get out. Dan Naraki has the story.
The American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to leave on commercial flights if they can, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country in their latest offensive on Afghan cities. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Border agents on Wednesday took into custody 834 unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border, marking the highest daily total recorded since the Biden administration started releasing such data in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.